This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol Garberville area is investigating the cause of a single vehicle collision that left the driver of a Toyota pickup truck pinned against a tree. 27-year-old Rio Dell resident Stoney Deutsch allowed his truck to leave the roadway on Wood Ranch Road at about 12:30 yesterday afternoon, and it then rolled down a steep embankment. Deutsch suffered serious injuries and was trapped inside the truck until emergency crews could extricate him. Deutsch was later airlifted to Reading for treatment. Impairment is not considered a factor. The Yurok Tribe has honored Congressman Jared Huffman with the tribe's first-ever Excellence in Partnership Award. The tribe recognized Huffman for his support for the removal of four dams from the Klamath River and for protecting natural resources on tribal lands. The tribe's statement also highlights Huffman's work to secure millions of dollars in federal funds to address the fishing collapse of 2016, as well as for being the sponsor of the Yurok Tribal Lands Act and the expansion of tribal lands by 45,000 acres. The United States Department of the Interior has announced that nearly $1 million in funding has been issued to Native tribes across the state and another $2.5 million to state fish and wildlife agencies through the Tribal Wildlife Grant Program. Locally, it means the Wiat tribe will receive $200,000 for long-term monitoring plans for invasive species control and a barrier remediation project. The Headwaters Grant Fund has money to pass out, and the organization is now accepting applications for economic development projects. The Headwaters Fund has made available $75,000, and you have until November 1st to get in an application. The grants support projects that benefit local-based industry clusters, and preference is given to projects that maintain or increase the number of sustainable jobs paying near or above the median income for the region. The College of the Redwoods is looking for members of the public to serve on the school's Bond Oversight Committee. A $40 million general obligation bond was passed by voters in 2002, and the Oversight Committee monitors and audits the use of the bond money in accordance with state regulations. Interested parties should contact Lori Walsh at the Eureka campus to obtain an application. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating three missing teenagers who could be traveling together in a 2003 silver Kia sedan with a dent near the rear left wheel well. 16-year-old Brianna Kelly, along with 16-year-old Braden Teague and 15-year-old Cody Dickinson are missing. Anyone with information as to their whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. Pacific Gas and Electric will have helicopters in the air today, flying over areas in Fortuna, Eureka, and Arcata. The helicopters will fly as low as 300 feet. They are being used to inspect natural gas transmission lines using GPS mapping data to navigate the pipeline's path. And that's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.